Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi guys, it's Michael.
And it's Joe with you as well.
We thought we'd just do a bit of a, not so much an update, but, you know, come and say hi and tell you where we're at and what we're doing.
Yeah, so the channel is doing really, really well. We're into our fourth month now, and we don't want to get hung up on stats or anything, so we're not going to give numbers, because we don't just have followers on Audioboo itself. We've got people listening to the podcast, and we've got people listening on Sonata. So it is going really well.
It is. We really want to welcome, especially our listeners on Sonata. It's great to have you. It's great to be providing that service, and British Wales for the Blind Fund, just, you know, carrying us in such a good, prominent place as well, isn't it?
It is, and welcome to people who are listening from outside of the UK as well. I've noticed lately we've got quite a few followers on Audioboo from the States and everything. So, you know, thanks for joining in, and I hope you will get involved with discussions and maybe start your own discussions as well.
Yeah, because we've got some great topics. And just before we go on to them, just sort of say, if you like using an iPhone, especially, the iPhone app is brilliant, isn't it, for Audioboo?
It is. It's so easy to use. It's so user-friendly, really, with voiceover and everything.
It is, and all you need to do is, if you go and download that, you can just go onto the main section. You'll see channels or field channels. Is that what you do when you use voiceovers? But you know what I mean. Find the channels and then scroll down to community, and you'll find us right near the bottom. And you can then click on follow, and then when you go in the menu for followed booze, all what gets posted to the channel will appear in that feed. But it's not always the case. Some people don't like to follow because it sort of clogs up their feed from their other listeners. Don't do this. You can just go straight to it.
Yeah, sometimes people pop on maybe once a week or every few days and see what's happening, if there's a discussion that they want to get involved with, and, you know, that's fine. But also, if you really struggle, if you're listening maybe on Sonata Player and, you know, you can't use a smartphone or you don't have a computer, and you want to send us some audio, you want to contribute to a discussion, or you want to ask a question, or just, you know, introduce yourself, say hello, you can email us info@vitalk.co.uk, and we can, quick as a flash, well, Michael can, put it up on the channel for you.
We can. And if you've got a news article as well, because we like to get some like news articles as well, and we have got people who, if you're not confident reading them, we can get them read out and put up as well, can't we?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be audio. If you've got something in print, we can get it read. We've got some volunteer readers. And if you really do struggle, an email is a no-go for you. You can use our Skype number, which is 0161 298 8255. That does take a little bit longer for us to get that up on the channel, perhaps a couple of days or so, but we will do it.
We will. So, you know, get in touch with us. And we've got the Facebook. That's doing pretty well as well at the moment, isn't it?
That is really good. We've got over, I will quote a figure here, we've got over 300 members on the Facebook group, and from, you know, not just visually impaired people, but sighted people bringing up visually impaired children, and also lots of representatives from local associations for the blind, local charities, national charities, and, you know, lots of things going on there. So feel free to come and join us.
People are just chatting about all sorts of things, or asking for advice, or giving information on campaigns and all sorts of what's going on. So, you know, if you're on Facebook, just look up VI Talk and you'll see the page and the group. So you can get involved there, and Twitter as well.
Yeah, and of course there's the website, which is just very simple, www.vitalk.co.uk, and on there we're trying to get that up, someone to work on that for us, but we do have the starting of a directory of sort of local charities and societies. We've also got Ian's blog, that's Bevers 1972, and he's covering all sorts from travel and transport, and he's now done one on sort of using, relying on sight and forgetting about the other senses. So that's an interesting one to go and read.
It is, and he actually updates usually once a week or something like that, depending when he's got something to say. So do check back on Ian's blog under the blog section on the website.
Yeah, and if you're on Facebook, he always posts about, you know, what the topic is in his blog this week. He'll put that on Facebook and give you the link to follow to read it if you want to. But some of the topics that are on the Audioboo channel, we've got Braille, that's ongoing.
Yeah, should it stay or should it go? I suppose it's one way of the way it's sort of been, hasn't it? You know,
that's a cue for a song.
It is. And I need to actually post on that because I've been doing some blue sky thinking on that, you know, with some of the technology, what's coming and everything. And I know what I think will be brilliant with Braille. So I'm going to sit down and record some of my blue sky thoughts, which aren't really that technologically advanced. So I will do that.
We've got the jobs that, you know, to give people who are looking for work or young people who are still in education, to give them an idea of what jobs are out there, what is doable, not what we can't do, but what we can do. So if you work or you do voluntary work or you're in education, you know, come on and tell everybody about it. What path did you take and how easy was it?
Yeah. And just you start your own topic as well. You know, that's the beauty, isn't it? You can start a topic. We obviously are a lot of news and media products as well with the Info Sound. We put those on every couple of days when new ones are released.
We do, and we've got the Thought for the Week, which is from the Torch Trust. Michael puts those up once a week for you, for anybody who's interested in that. And actually one of our very new followers, Jane, who we both know from, she went to our school, St. Vincent's, and she's just recently followed us on Audio Boo, and she started a conversation asking about gadgets that are accessible. And it is something that we've talked about before, not on here but privately, gadgets that aren't necessarily designed for us as VIs, because they can be really expensive and not within everybody's budget, but things that you've perhaps adapted within the home. And Jane brought up the subject of games. If you've got, like Jane and I have both got sighted children, and so we adapt games, which is cheaper, because, you know, you go out and buy Braille Monopoly, I think it's £50. So, you know, sometimes it's easier to adapt it for yourself. So we're interested in hearing anyone else's ideas for games or puzzles or anything like that, that you can adapt so you can play games with your kids more easily.
And also reviews and product reviews. If you've got a product, it could be a specialist or a mainstream product, and you think, yeah, people would like to know about that, you know, feel free to upload that or link to it on Facebook, or put a little mini review on Facebook. You know, it's there for you. So you know, share the word.
Yeah, or if you want to do a product review for the podcast or an app review, we're always up for that. We're always up for a new voice on the podcast. If you want to record something, or you know, or if you've got it written down and you want someone else to read it for you, we can do that for the podcast as well.
We can. So how can people get in touch?
Well, as we said earlier, you can email us info@vitalk.co.uk.
And you can give us a call on our voicemail, which is 0161 298 8255. And talking of that, we did a Skype call last week, didn't we? We only got a couple of people, so it wasn't, we didn't get as many as we expected, but we were still happy with it.
Yeah, we did that on all kinds of travel, transport and holidays. But we want to do more Skype chats. So we're thinking perhaps next time in a couple of weeks, we will do another open evening. So you can come along and join us, and you can talk about anything you want to, really. You can ask questions, and to anybody who's on, really, anybody could answer it. And we could talk about various subjects, really, whatever you want.
So I think that's probably about it for this time, is it, Jo?
I think it is, yeah.
Shall we hand over to Wendy?
We will, yeah.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.